Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy Monday. Beautiful Monday it is. I pray that you are well. I hope your weekend was great. You got some rest, you got some joy, you got some love. I pray that you are just off to a good Monday. Monday gets such a bad rep, and I actually love Mondays. It's, to me, a day to just go out and set the tone for your week, to set the tone for your fabulousness, your priorities. It just, I just believe it's an amazing day to set the tone for your week, just to get up and get it right. You've had the weekend, and now it's Monday. And with that being said, I have two scripts. One is from Matthew, and the other is from Psalm. Look at the birds of the sky. They do not sow or reap or gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Aren't you worth more than they? Matthew 6:26. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Psalm 118:24. This morning I was riding and I saw these birds flying all beautiful and pretty and carefree, and I thought of the scripture, look at the birds in the sky. All they do is fly. They search for food, and they don't really have to search far and hard. They just fly to it and it's there. They know that something is there for them. They create nests for their children. They teach their children how to fly bullheaded, how we should, some of us want to baby our kids and treat them like babies forever, so they baby out the nest to go about their big way. They just got it right. And aren't we worth more than they? Aren't we more valuable than the birds? Isn't today the day that God has made? Every day should be a blessing. I know some people look forward for Friday, they look forward for Monday, but every day should be a blessing. I have this guy, friend of mine's dad, and every time you see him, he says, Happy Friday. And I love speaking for that because it does feel like a Friday every day. It's your spirit that creates the days. Man-made numbers, man-made days tell you what day of the week it is. But every day should be a day that we should rejoice. Every day should be a day that we live full of purpose. Just as the birds go out and they get up faithfully every day and they fly faithfully every day. Why can't we do the same? We have birds to take notice from, take an example of. And then we have the Word of God that reminds us that we're way more valuable than birds. He took a little bit extra care when he created us. So we should take a little bit extra care to be grateful for that and walk in it. Thank you, Father God, for waking us up today. Thank you, Lord God, for your love, for your mercy, your great favor. Thank you, Lord God, for who you are in our lives, Lord God. You are so mighty and so powerful. We just thank you today, Lord God, for this beautiful Monday that we can sit down, take rest, knowing that you have us, and just prepare for a beautiful week, a week of prosperity across the board. Our physicality of our lives, our spirituality, our mentality, our finances, that every part of our lives will be blessed. Let today be the tone that we set for the rest of the week, Lord God. Let us carry into this week fullness of joy and your presence that's evermore that's here, Lord God. Let us be grateful and faithful enough to share that with others today, Lord God, so that when we see someone, Lord God, who's having a bad day, a bad start, a bad Monday, we can remember this word right here and remember who you are in us, Lord God, so that we can be a witness, that we can go out and share the gospel is our lives. We don't have to know scriptures. We don't have to quote the Bible. We have to be an example, living the letters. We have to be who you call us to be through your word and be grateful of this day that you've allowed us to get up and to share your goodness through us. Lord God, give us the strength and the courage to do that. Give us the clarity to stop worrying, Lord God, to take away our fears and our pains and our circumstances and our turmoil and just walk into the blessings of life, Lord God. We're here for a purpose. Show us who we are in you. Allow us to see ourselves through the lens of Christ. If we can't see ourselves through anything else, let us see ourselves through you, Lord God, and who you are in us. Lord God, we give you praise. We give you glory, Lord God. We thank you in advance for healing, for clarity, for finances, for strength, for comfort. We thank you, Lord God, today for it. And we thank you, Lord God, for the spirit of joy, the spirit of peace, spirit of happiness, the spirit of gratitude. Lord, we thank you, and we will walk in it, and we will rejoice, because this is the day that you have made. We will be glad, and we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, and we give you all honor, glory, and praise. Amen, amen, amen. I feel so good, and I haven't even had a coffee yet. I'm excited about today. I hope that you are excited about today. I hope that you share the message of the good life by being an example of what it is today. Be loved, be great, be blessed. I love you so much. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. Happy Monday, because that's what it is.